Human Blood versus Synthetic Blood, The Path to the Blood Clot. Clifford E. Carnicom. December 14, 2023. The article discusses the role of synthetic biology, specifically the cross-domain bacteria, CDB, identified by the Carnicom Institute, CI, in the increased clotting of human blood. The author presents the components of the synthetic blood clot, including synthetic blood cells, a synthetic protein complex, and an insoluble synthetic polymer matrix. The presence of CDB within the clot is also noted. The article emphasizes the importance of understanding the structure and composition of synthetic blood clots to develop strategies for mitigation. The author highlights that human blood has been significantly affected by CDB for over two decades, leading to coagulated and damaged blood structures becoming the norm. The article explores the basis for the increased coagulation of human blood, focusing on the alteration of the electrical charge nature of blood due to the introduction of foreign proteins, such as CDB, which reduces the repelling force between red blood cells and increases their attraction, leading to clotting. The article provides visual comparisons between normal human blood and CDB-created synthetic blood cells, showcasing the differences in their appearance. The role of CDB in the clotting process is discussed, including the proliferation of CDB, the development of protein complexes and synthetic blood, the production of polymers, the growth of biological filaments, and the production of DNA. The article mentions that CDB culture produces DNA/nucleic acids, and the presence of DNA is confirmed through various methods. The article also states the connection between CDB and a condition known as Morgellons, stating that the polymerized bioplastic proteins formed by CDB in blood clotting are the same proteins that manifest in Morgellons. The author emphasizes the need to recognize the impact of CDB on the body and the blood and calls for a deeper understanding of the scope of the assault on the human species. Human transformation, synthetic blood, bioplastics, and the global blood clot. Clifford E. Carnicom. November 18, 2023. The text states that the human race is undergoing a biological transformation caused by a genetically engineered microbe known as cross-domain bacteria, CDB. This synthetic biology has been present on Earth for at least 25 years and is responsible for increased coagulation and clotting of blood. The CDB produces a water-soluble protein complex that can distribute throughout the body and has the ability to form synthetic blood and polymers. The paper discusses the properties of the CDB solution, including its response to infrared and ultraviolet spectroscopy, as well as its ability to polymerize and form blood clots. The author states that understanding this synthetic biology is crucial to comprehending the increased blood clotting observed during the COVID era and the potential threat it poses to the human race. Cross-domain bacteria, CDB, synthetic blood, and hemoglobin. Clifford E. Carnicom. November 6, 2023. The paper discusses the production of synthetic erythrocytes, or blood, by a culture derived from the cross-domain bacteria, CDB. It highlights the long-standing research on Morgellons and the health damage caused by CDB. The author emphasizes the importance of understanding the damage to human blood, particularly in the context of the current COVID era. The paper presents tests conducted on the synthetic blood, confirming the presence of hemoglobin. It concludes that a comprehensive understanding of CDB is crucial for addressing the health issues associated with it. Cross-domain bacteria, CDB, the destruction of blood. Clifford E. Carnicom. October 27, 2023. The text discusses the research conducted by the Carnicom Institute on the cross-domain bacteria, CDB, in relation to human blood conditions. It claims that the CDB, which is a form of synthetic biology, is responsible for damaging human blood cells. The research shows that the CDB invades and destroys the cells, resulting in a loss of oxygen carrying capacity, nutrient distribution, and toxin removal. The paper also mentions the potential impact of vaccinations on human electromagnetics and suggests a connection to the CDB's effects on blood. The research aims to understand the mechanisms and consequences of blood damage caused by the CDB. Cross-domain bacteria, CDB, protein, the fallout emerges. Clifford E. Carnicom. September 26, 2023. The text discusses the discovery of a complex water-soluble protein isolated from cross-domain bacteria, CDB, that has multiple variants of growth forms. These include immature and mature protein crystals, polymer formation, synthetic red blood cells, synthetic blood clotting, budding biological growth, chain CDB formation, protein mass, CDB filaments, and filament production. The focus of the paper is on synthetic blood, specifically its appearance and conformation within the culture work. The author references previous papers on artificial blood and the disclosure of a project by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, to develop synthetic organisms. The author also shares photographs of genetically engineered, synthetic erythrocytes isolated from CDB protein culture, as well as synthetic blood clots formed by a combination of CDB filaments, synthetic erythrocytes, and a polymer matrix. The author concludes by mentioning collaboration with other researchers on investigating blood clots and the anticipated impact on human health. Cross-domain bacteria, CDB, protein, exotic crystal biology. Clifford E. Carnicom. September 18, 2023. The paper discusses the rarity of straight lines and right angles in nature, particularly in organic and biological systems. It highlights the difficulty of producing protein crystals, which are at the forefront of biological research and require advanced techniques such as X-ray diffraction. The paper presents images of protein crystals derived from cross-domain bacteria, CDB, and suggests that synthetic biology is in full force, possibly involving the manipulation of bacteria and genetic engineering to produce proteins. It raises questions about the origin and nature of these proteins, emphasizing the need for further investigation and engagement. A source of global harm, the cross-domain bacteria, CDB, proteins. Clifford E. Carnicom. September 2, 2023. The Carnicom Institute has conducted extensive research on cross-domain bacteria, CDB, and its impact on human health. It has isolated four different proteins from CDB cultures, which they believe are responsible for various health issues, including blood coagulation and clotting during the COVID era. The proteins have been studied for their characteristics and their potential harm to the human body. Protein number 1 is water-soluble and has a polymeric form. Protein number 2 varies in solubility and also has a polymeric nature. Proteins number 1 and 2 can coexist in the culture solution. Protein number 3 is a solid protein with a paste-like consistency. Protein number 4 has been extensively examined and is associated with the environmental filament and the condition known as Morgellons. It also exhibits polymeric formation. The research aims to establish a deeper understanding of the impact of CDB on human health and explore potential mitigation strategies. However, without greater engagement and support, the progress of this work may be limited, and the human species may face an increased threat of extinction. The source of blood coagulation, cross-domain bacteria, CDB. Clifford E. Carnicom. August 6, 2023. The author of the paper argues that the primary cause of increased blood coagulation in the COVID era is the cross-domain bacteria, CDB, a synthetic or natural biological entity. The paper relies on microscopy to make its case and includes historical context. The author presents images from both dried blood smears and live blood microscopy to demonstrate the differences in blood appearance and behavior. The presence of CDB is observed in the blood samples, and its impact on blood coagulation is discussed. The author emphasizes the need for further research and expresses concern about the potential threat to human health. Carnicom Institute, Mirror sites available. Clifford E. Carnicom. February 22, 2023. The Carnicom Institute, a research organization, now has two mirror sites available for access. The first mirror site can be found at https://carnicominstitute2.org and the second at https://mirror.carnicom.com. It is recommended that users download and archive the primary research information in PDF format from https://library.carnicominstitute.org as the future of the Carnicom Institute website is uncertain. The Institute has conducted extensive research on environmental and biological transformation, With over 400 research papers and 5,000 pages of laboratory notes, the development of additional mirror sites is encouraged, and correspondence regarding archiving the CI library information is welcomed at info@carnicomeinstitute.org.